You might find the process by which I arrived at an answer once I had the idea. Ideas are the things that make progress. And I think if we were bright enough, we could observe children at an early age, like between 2 and 4. And we might be able to select those who were going to thrive on ideas, distinguished from things you could see, things you could do, and it's not easy to describe what I'm talking about. What I'm hinting is that there's no doubt different individuals approach things differently and evaluate different types of thinking differently. All the way from the one who can't be bothered with the facts, sometimes gets elected president, to
no ladies, right?
to the kind that aren't satisfied with anything unless delve deeply into it and at least ask questions how it happens. I imagine I was that type. I don't pretend to remember, and I don't know how much my parents would remember if they were still living. I can't remember particularly about our own children. But there's no question in my mind that I got a large push from my association with Professor Hazeltine and earlier from the fact that my college physics professors did never hesitate to put me in classes that were beyond my overqualifications. While we're talking about the areas where I've excelled, I look at other people, some of my acquaintances, some not, who have done things that I rate far beyond anything I've done. I have a category, whether it's justified or not. I imagine that people in Caltech during the days when it was still small were highly selected and were given a tremendous opportunity, but maybe nobody else was in those days. I'm talking about the days perhaps before and after the war. Now, whether Caltech is the right example, I think I may be correct in reviewing it as the highest quality technology institution in the world. At a certain period when it was still small. I don't have any documentation for that. But I mention that because there are people from Caltech whom I've seen spring ahead in their careers. In ways I don't find in mine. I've had a rather easygoing time and I haven't. I haven't initiated satellites or atomic reactions or things like that. And that, to me, it seemed to be beyond my sphere of imagination. Usually I've done things that were just a little, just one step ahead. And so I take off my hat to the next echelon who explored in worlds that were unthinkable. And that all correlates with my concept that I've found simple problems with had simple solutions.
Back to that.
Now, of course, someone who first talked about a satellite in orbit might say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was much further ahead than technology, much further beyond the current technology.